Thanks, Morales. All right, so, I'm going to. Pepe,
focus.
Just relax. I'll get there. Please.
Focus.
All right. So Travis Kelce has signed a two-year, they're calling it a raise, not an extension, okay. A raise for, I think, no, I've lost the numbers all of a sudden. God dang it. But a two-year contract extension.
Okay, two-year, but not a contract.
It's a raise. It's a raise. First of all, you don't see raises very often in the NFL. Is this the first time you've seen this, Ireland?
Well, I think what they're doing is they're making sure he doesn't retire. His brother just retired.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
He doesn't need the money. He's made like $100 million. He's dating the most famous pop star in the world.
For now.
A billionaire.
Yeah, for now.
He doesn't need money. It would be very easy for him to walk away. And I think what they did was they went to him and they said, hey, we think we're in a Super Bowl window here. We want to lock that up. If we offer to give you more money for a couple of years, will you stay for at least two more years? And by the way, Mace, you were talking about the draft last hour.
Yes.
Xavier Worthy, the kid they got from Texas, ran the fastest 40 time in NFL combine history.
Wow.
So now they've got their new Tyreek Hill. And unlike Tyreek, Worthy is big. He's like 6'4". So now they're going to have Kelce as Mahomes' number one option and Xavier Worthy as the number two. They could be positioned to make a third straight Super Bowl run. They've already won back-to-back. But now, I think they're the favorites to win again this year.
Oh, I think they're hands down the favorites. I bet if you go to Vegas, they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean,
That was a smart move, I think.
How you pick against Mahomes. I love the wide receiver they grabbed at the end of the first round. And, yeah, I get... You give Kelce a bunch of money to stay and not retire makes complete sense.
So it's a two-year, $34.25 million raise.
Per year?
No, yeah. 17 in 2024 and 17.25 in 2025.
Good call, man.
I think Kansas City's one of the best-run organizations in the league, and that was really smart.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, so it's always been one of my dreams to travel and hit every single baseball stadium. You know, one of those bucket lists.
Yeah, sure.
Trips. Ryan, you know I did that.
Oh, so you have?
Yeah, I did. I did when I was a sophomore in college. It's the greatest trip you'll ever take. But go ahead. I hijacked your question, but go ahead.
No, it's all good. So I saw over this weekend there's a longtime season ticket holder for the Angels, or not the Angels, excuse me, for the A's in Oakland named Mike. And he is apparently on protest this year. He did not renew his season tickets, but instead he is going to 81 road games, and apparently he hasn't missed one yet. And I just took a look, just last 2 weeks they were in Cleveland, Baltimore, New York.
So he's just following them around.
Yeah, so this guy's super fan is following, going to go to 81 games still, because that's what he always did in Oakland, but now just in every different stadium.
Yeah.
So this is
a great idea. It's a great trip. When I did it, Mace, there was a thing called an air pass on Delta.
Okay.
So you could go up to 21 cities in 21 days, as long as you didn't go to the same city twice. So we started in Boston and then just worked our way back west. And I went to 18 stadiums in 17 days. The reason there was one more stadium than days was on the last day of the trip, we watched a Cubs day game at Wrigley, left in the seventh inning, and got to the second inning of a Cardinals game in St. Louis that night, which was one of the great days of my life.
Yeah.
But if you can, Brian, if you can afford it and you can find a really good wingman, shout out to my guy Mark Luer down in Orange County who went with me. We had a ball. I'd love to do it again.
What was your favorite park?
Either Fenway or Wrigley.
I've been to Fenway. I've never been to Wrigley.
Because they're not like anything else. Back when I did it, there were a lot of cookie cutter stadiums.
Yes.
For example, back when I went, these teams are all in new stadiums now. But the Reds, the Phillies, and the Pirates all basically have the same stadium.
Yes.
Veterans Stadium, Three Rivers Stadium, and Riverfront Stadium were all cookie-cutter, round, AstroTurf. Now there's, way better ballparks. It'd be way more fun to do it now.
I thought the prettiest stadium I've been to, I think it's Pittsburgh. That's a beautiful park.
Stunning.
You can see the water. It's
either that or San Francisco. And San Diego's in the running, too.
Yeah, San Diego's nice. It's nice. What about you, Pepe?
I've been to several, and for me, is the old Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I was there the last year of Yankee Stadium before they changed to the new one.
Yep.
And that's a great dream. I wish I could do that. I've been to a lot of the stadium, but not all of them. And And the San Luis Stadium is beautiful because you can see
the arch
next to the Pepe. You would
I know what you like, and you love going to live events. That's a perfect trip for you.
Like
if you could talk your son into doing it with you, and even if you don't hit them all, like if you did 14 stadiums in 14 days, you'd remember it forever.
Oh yeah, for sure.
14 stadiums in 14 days is crazy.
I've been to a lot of stadiums working, and the new stadium in Detroit is nice too.
Yeah. Bergman, what's the nicest baseball stadium you've been to?
The nicest is it probably up in San Francisco is probably the nicest stadium that I've been to.
That stadium they nailed.
Yeah,
they really did a really good job.
Brian?
Probably Petco Park. I've only been to, I think, three or four, so only these SoCal ones.
See, Petco Park I think is very nice, but I don't feel like it's special.
Fenway
or Wrigley or even like the Pittsburgh. It feels just like ballpark.
Fenway is just
an amazing place.
Yeah. One last thing here. Do you guys applaud this kind of approach though that he's taken, that he doesn't want to protest the whole A's because he's a diehard fan, that instead of supporting the ownership there, giving them money, he's taking his money elsewhere?
Well, yeah, good for him. And because the A's owners are screwing their fans. That guy Fisher
the A's long ago
and,
by not showing up
Brian,
even for a 95 win team.
And you have the time, that's an awesome way to let your fandom be filled, is to go on all those road trips. I think it'd be really fun.
And the thing that people forget about is the most important people in the world and our business are the fans.
Right.
I mean,
none of us make any money without
fans.
But in the case of Oakland, and I've made this case before on the show, they had a 95 win team. Nobody showed up to see him. If I was an owner and I had invested enough or had the baseball acumen, had the people in the front office to put together a 95 win team, and nobody showed up, I would be exactly the same. I'd be, hey, what about you, Vegas?
Okay.
Maybe you'll come out to see a winner.
If you want to move the team, move the team. Look what happened with the Rams. I was a season ticket holder for the Rams. They took it to St. Louis. And I said, forget it. When they came back, because I love the Rams, I went and got my season tickets at the Coliseum, and now we have tickets, season tickets for the so far.
Sure, sure.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, sticking with another baseball story here. Max Scherzer is down in AAA doing a little rehab assignment.
Okay.
So getting to test out this challenge system that they have down there in the minor leagues. And he had a solution, his idea to a solution for the umpires and all this big deal about terrible umpires.
Right.
Saying they need to have a ranking of the umpires, and not to like have humans rank them, but have the AI rank umpires based on the strike zone. And the bottom, he said, I think 10% relegate them down, demote them to the minors.
I vote yes on this.
By the way, Brian, this exact thing that you just described happens in the NBA every year.
Are there public? Do the rankings come out publicly?
No. They keep them internal, but the bottom 5% of refs are blown out and they bring in new ones. So
I had no idea about that. So that was my question.
They've been doing it for the last several years.
Yeah, for example, like Angel Hernandez, I think missed 10% of his strike calls the last time.
He should retire.
Way higher than that, I'm sure.
He should retire.
Yeah, it's just awful. But yeah, I'm for the AI eliminating the bad ones. That's a good use of AI to get rid of bad umpires.
And John, I was so happy when I saw that Zach Zarba was the.
On Saturday, yeah. Zach's the guy you want if you have a must-win game. I wish he was coming tonight.
I love that guy. He's so fair. He's so nice. And I even saw him after the game because I talked to him just because he's so friendly.
Yeah, right. You're like me. He's my favorite ref. Yeah, because and you can talk to him. If he makes a bad call, he'll admit it. He's not one of these guys that's going to, try and stand behind it. Like, wait, Mace, we had that one story last week about that umpire that threw Aaron Boone out.
The umpire, yeah.
Because a fan yelled, and he wouldn't admit he made
a mistake. Not acknowledge I screwed up.
Yeah, super weird.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, so I told you earlier already, went out, got the cheesy photos for Mother's Day.
Yeah,
so,
very nice.
It's a group of about six of us kind of deal.
Cool.
I don't think I've taken photos like this since I was, 20 years, maybe 12 years old, kind of with my siblings. the very, you know what I'm talking about, very cheesy.
So are these like the Step Brothers pictures,
exactly,
Brian?
Exactly, yes. Okay. Just like that, very cheesy, matching outfits
do
and
you,
everything.
Do you do this? Do
yes,
you
we have all the good poses.
Your chin on your hand and do that, all the cheesy high school.
Looking opposite ways, kind of dramatic kind of thing.
I like that. Yeah, yeah, I think that's nice.
That's my question here. So it's a gift for Mother's Day, and is like giving a picture like that or, you know, a group kind of thing. Is that, that's a good gift, yeah?
Oh, my God. I think it's fantastic.
Of course.
Yeah, does she know all the people in the picture?
She does, yeah. So it's all her kids. So okay, it's with my fiance. Right?
Does she know all the people?
It didn't like come from the, it's not, was,
oh,
wasn't in the
God,
frame,
right? Right, right,
right. It's not the picture in the frame. You actually went and got
right,
new ones.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I think that's a fantastic gift. I mean, that's the kind of gift moms like. Moms like, I think pictures and things you can hang and all that stuff is good for your mom.
Totally, totally.
So good job. Well done.
Very good.
We want
to
see the cheesy pictures when they're processed.
We'll pick out the good ones. I'll show them.
All right. Excellent. All right. Coming up next for you, we will dive back into tonight's Lakers game. It is do or dive game 5, and there is a recipe by which they can win. It's, look at the injury report. Something could break the Lakers' way. All right. So life's journey has got its highs and lows. It was the weekend, and hopefully it was a good one, but maybe you're dealing with stuff. Maybe you're feeling down or depressed or anxious, or you're overwhelmed by work, or things aren't going well in your relationship. Here's the thing. You need somebody to talk to. And I'm going to give you this helpline. 800-854-7771. This is the LA County Department of Mental Health. 800-854-7771. If you're having problems, just need somebody to talk to, that's a number for you. If you're looking for a service referrals, you want to find a mental health professional, they can do that too. And if you're in crisis, they will absolutely be there for you. 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
What does this Grok do? Does anybody know? Do you know what the Grok does?
It's ChatGPT for Twitter.
But it's not. I'm not asking it to do stuff. It's just doing stuff on its own.
Right. If you go into Grok and then type in something like you would on ChatGPT, you can it'll create a tweet for you.
Have you done this yet, Ireland?
No, I don't even know what it is.
So there's summaries. Like, for example, this is a Grok summary. It's actually newsworthy, too. They took all the tweets in the world and they put them together and they come up with this story. Stephen A. Smith has sparked NBA buzz by reporting that Phoenix Suns' Devin Booker is rumored to be interested in joining the Knicks, citing, quote unquote, scuttlebutt from NBA circles.
Scuttlebutt.
Booker has not confirmed these claims, and the Knicks, led by Leon Rose, former agent, Booker faced financial and planning obstacles. Situation remains speculative with no official confirmation from Booker or the Suns. So it took all the tweets and it summarized it, and it spit out that story, apparently.
Yeah. This is what Elon Musk is working
on. By the way, I think Phoenix is going to have to do something.
Oh, yeah. Hell
they
yes.
I mean, Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause. But I think they have to trade Durant or Booker because it doesn't work.
No, clearly doesn't work. By the way, wherever I'm so sick of Durant. Will just chase anywhere. Think he's right.
That's
going to
be
answer.
His legacy.
It is. He's,
you know,
like,
he's one of the great scorers of all time, and he won back-to-back Finals MVP, won a regular season MVP. But his legacy is going to be he was never happy.
Never happy. Never stayed anywhere very long. Made promises he wouldn't keep. Didn't keep. Right, Pepe?
Well, the rumor is that he might end up going to the Clippers.
And why do we think winning will follow him to the Clippers?
Was that scuttlebutt?
Is that according to NBA scuttlebutt?
That's probably, yeah.
Are you think the you think the Clippers are going to win that series?
Are you talking to
me? Yeah, you.
Well,
I don't.
Depends on which Clipper team shows up, because
they should have lost yesterday.
Yesterday they play better, but the previous one they played really bad. Really bad.
Well, Pepe, yesterday they had a 31-point lead and blew the whole lead.
I know, but they won.
Just Harden bailed them out in the end.
Yeah.
But I think Dallas is going to – it's a 2-2 series now. I think Dallas is going
to
wake up.
I love to see Doncic play. He is just amazing.
He is amazing. Hey, don't miss the Waba Grill, Sedano and Cap, 4 p.m. hour today on 710. Waba Grill wants to help you make dinner time a little bit easier with their new Kids Eat Free program. Get a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 and all weekend long. Restrictions apply. Waba Grill, eat smart, be healthy. And listen to the 6 p.m. hour on Fridays for the Waba Grill pop quiz and your chance to win Waba Grill for your entire family. Now, I know I've been south on this Lakers. I think they're winning tonight.
Really?
I think the Lakers are winning tonight.
So,
I do.
So now you're not going to spoil my dream.
Well, wait a minute. I picked Denver in 6, so the Lakers will just be holding up
their
end of the bargain.
You don't have to tell me that, Mace.
Well, I do have to tell you that, because it's context. It's context,
Pepper.
No,
but you don't have to tell me that, because
why?
I know that.
You already know.
No, but I mean,
but people listening might not have heard my pick.
Don't pop my balloon.
Your balloon is totally... I popped it.
You did it last time, too.
I'm popping balloons, Mace.
You and your balloon.
Focus.
Like a 4-year-old with your balloon over there. Your blue, purple, balloon.
You don't like me to dream.
Oh, no, I love you to dream.
So, let me dream.
And I just said I'd like them to win tonight.
But you said they're going to lose in 6.
I picked Denver in 6.
Hey, let me ask you guys an ethical question.
Yeah, sure.
This morning, Keyshawn was on that show he's on with Skip.
Oh, I never, I don't even know, didn't even know he was on a show.
And he was openly cheering the fact that Jamal Murray might not play tonight.
Oh, that's not cool.
No.
I can never cross that Rubicon. I never want to. I want Jamal Murray to play tonight, even though I'm a Laker fan, because you want to beat the team when they're at. You never want to win a series because the other guy got hurt. I just think it's a weird line to cross. What do you guys think? Is it okay, Mace? I thought you'd actually be
that
with
was
me on this.
That was a fancy word.
It is
Rubicon.
Rubicon. It's a river. You know what, Ireland? I will welcome Jamal Murray not playing. I'm not rooting against him to play. I'm not rooting for there to be injury.
Doing.
But I would totally welcome if Jamal Murray doesn't play. And by the way, Jared Vanderbilt upgraded to questionable. I would be welcome. I think Jared Vanderbilt could be productive for 10 minutes tonight.
Although I don't know who he would guard. Jared Vanderbilt is the best on-ball defender that we have.
Yes.
But Aaron Gordon is too big for him, and so is Michael Porter. So it's not a great matchup for him.
But you know what? He's going to go out there. He's going to dive for a ball. He's going to be on the floor. He's going to make a hustle play.
Quick hands. I think he can guard
Porter. He could guard Murray. I mean,
the guy I'm sort of done with in the series is Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie has been wildly unproductive, has not scored, is not a plus defender.
He did make a three the other day, but...
No, he didn't make a three. It was Vincent the one that made the three.
Oh, you're right. But so what was it, game 3 where he made the three? Dinwiddie's on the floor to score, and if he's not shooting, I don't know why he's out there.
if he's not shooting,
right.
He's not scoring.
He has been terrible in the series. Rui has been... terrible
Rui's
in the series.
Off. I love Rui, but maybe tonight Rui will have a good game. I'm not sure.
They need other guys to fire. I mean, LeBron.
They need everybody to play good.
AD is having an unbelievable series.
Hey, Brian, check your email. I just emailed you something.
Hey, check your text message. I got a good shot of the, you know, I'm always scanning for stuff. I got a good picture of the Loch Ness Monster I just texted
good.
You
I
guys.
Love this.
I know you love this.
Because I fully believe in the Loch Ness.
I know you do.
I do
know
too,
you
but
do.
You're saying that's a good picture?
Yeah, that's a good picture.
That is an excellent picture, Mace. I haven't seen one that good in a long time.
Yeah, no, that's one of the best pictures
that
I've seen.
That is not in any way a regular dog swimming in a river.
No,
it is
almost,
not.
No way. It's almost like...
It's not a seal?
It's No, it's not a seal. There are no seals in the Loch Ness. It's freshwater. It's not a. It's a lake. It's a really deep lake.
What are you, Greg, why are you trying to? Like Pepe says, why are you trying to kill our dream? We have the dream of seeing the Loch Ness Monster.
It's just like a picture. It's just a black
it's a
shadow.
Picture. No, it is. I'm going to tweet it out. It is absolutely.
It's like a booyah.
Do you? By the way, Pepe, do you agree that's the Loch Ness Monster?
No.
Oh, come on, Pepe.
No,
I'm with you. That's absolutely the Loch Ness Monster.
I look. And I use my
Pepe,
imagination.
How dare you mock the Loch Ness Monster?
Why are you popping my balloon? I have a balloon here.
Pepe,
a Loch Ness Monster balloon, and you're popping it.
Don't kill the fans, man. They want to see the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay. Whatever you want.
All right, let's see. Coming up next for you, there's something I want to do from the NFL draft that I think is interesting. It's one of the Chargers picks I want to talk about.
Okay,
very
hey, before you do that, Brian has what Keyshawn said. You tell me if this is okay or not.
Okay.
Development with about 2 minutes to go Saturday, Namal Murray came down a little funky, and he somehow strained his calf. On his, I think it was his left foot.
The third calf strain of this playoffs.
Yep, and they are listing him as questionable tonight. Okay, is it possible that he's a little gimpy on it, that he's not trusting it, that it's going to bother him tonight? Is that possible?
Even if it's
so, is that okay that he's openly cheering for it?
No, it's terrible.
He's not cheering for the injury. He said he's questionable. He said, "Yay!" Like he's not—he's questionable to play.
Yeah,
I don't think he's.
You're right, Greg. He's like Keyshawn isn't saying I want Jamal Murray to be hurt. What
no.
he's saying is, I'm a Laker fan. It'd be great if he doesn't play.
Correct. He's
can you, Mace? My question is, can you separate those two things ethically?
Sure. Yeah, I think so.
It depends how you see it. If what Greg says is true, I agree with you, and I think that Keyshawn meant. What Greg said.
It's a good break for the Lakers if Jamal Murray doesn't play.
Change your opinion now.
Yeah.
No, because the way they put it is different. And I was just talking to Mace of the Year about that, about how we have to respect the fans and we have to be professionals in what we do.
Yes, yes. Hey, Ireland, do you know what Pepe's doing for his vacation this summer?
No, what?
Cruise. He's going on that 10,000-person cruise on Royal Caribbean. So many damn people on that boat.
Pepe, have you been on a cruise before?
Me? Yeah, several times.
Oh, so you like them?
I love them.
Yeah, I'd be scared that I would catch some virus and couldn't get off the
boat. Yeah, it's just kind of a floating Petri dish.
Michael Thompson, come on.
When you're on a cruise and people start going down, you know, people get the, I don't know, the Legionnaires or whatever.
There you go again.
What?
I mean, you are like, you are an evil spirit.
You're risking Legionnaires disease by going on that boat.
You know who else is going on a cruise?
No.
In about a month?
This guy.
That guy right there in front of me.
Petri dish for Brian, too.
I just want to say that I've enjoyed being friends with both of you.
Yeah.
And I will remember you well.
I want one of those fancy pictures of you throwing up over the railing.
I've been on about four cruises, never gone sick.
Never gotten sick.
I've been to a lot of cruises, never got sick.
Okay.
So
Best of luck.
You don't want to go
You're
on
rolling
a,
the dice.
Well, you don't want to go on a cruise?
I do not.
You know what?
Mason and I'll go out to 18 baseball stadiums in 17 days.
That sounds good. But sitting on a cruise boat with a bunch of overweight people digging their hands into big mountains of shrimp, not for me.
Hey, the crab legs are though, right?
I don't need a shrimp.
It is a mountain of shrimp.
I don't need the shrimp.
Out there for 24 hours.
Exactly. All right, we got Game of Games coming up. It is Ireland's game today, and I think we're getting down to the wire for
today
the
and
month,
tomorrow.
Right?
Yep, today and tomorrow.
I think I'm eliminated. I'm spoiler at this point.
Yeah, but Mace, you're going to factor in because it's your game tomorrow that will decide.
Oh, that's right.
Greg can catch me today.
Excellent.
Who's in first place?
Me.
I think Ireland, yeah. This is looking like an Ireland kind of month.
No, Bergman has, I have six and Bergman has four, so if he wins today, it's 6-6.
It's actually Ireland 6, Bergman 4, O'Brien for?
So is your game?
Pepe, I need you to step. I need you to show up like the Lakers. Show up for this game. I need you to win.
Is your game today?
Yes.
Okay.
And actually,
I think you'll be okay at it.
Mace, if you win, you have four also, so you shouldn't do the game tomorrow.
That's right.
You have to move some things around. Tomorrow, it's like
everybody's in it. All right.
I'm the only one that is out.
Yeah, but you can still play. You can play, of course.
We don't want to pop your balloon. God knows your balloon pops.
I'm going to spoil it.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent.
Good. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, everybody. You can experience the thrill of the world's largest poker room. This is where I play, right in the heart of Los Angeles. The World Series of Poker is coming to the Commerce Casino and Hotel May the 10th. Through May the 24th, I am going to be playing in it. I'm so damn excited about that. You can take in the first WSOP ring event outside of Vegas in 2024. Visit commercecasino.com for more details. Take a seat. Get right into the action. One tournament can change your life. You want to get out to Commerce Casino, play your game, check out a show, win big. WSOP event, first one outside of Vegas, May the 10th through the 24th, commercecasino.com. That's the Commerce Casino and Hotel. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Mason and Ireland, Mason and Ireland, Mason and Ireland. You little Lakers for life, Lakers for life, Lakers for life. You little
We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
Win, lose, Lakers for life, baby. Let's go.
All right, tonight, game five. Are you psyched, Pepe?
Very much. Very much.
You know what the slogan is?
If we die, we die.
That's
right. I like it. Yeah. I think you leave it all on the court tonight.
Yeah, why
not? See what happens.
Yeah, we have no additional word on Jamal Murray, except he's listed as questionable. We have no word on I don't know. When you go from out to questionable like Jared Vanderbilt has, I kind of think Vanderbilt is going to be available, don't you?
Yeah, I think he is available, but I don't know if he'll play. I don't know how much he helps us against this particular team, but maybe he could play.
Yeah, I would like to. You know, he's a hustle play guy, man. He'll go out there, make a play, inspire the team. That's what I think.
And Wood was active for last game.
Yeah, Christian Wood was active, yeah, and did not play, right?
No, he didn't.
Jackson Hayes played, but Wood did not play.
Do you guys agree with this? Now. There are a lot of people, Mace, I sent you one story from The Athletic that took this viewpoint. There are a lot of people that think the series hangs on D'Angelo Russell, that if he shows up and plays even decent, like scores 15 to 20 points, the Lakers can win. But if he doesn't, if he does what he did in game three and scores zero, then we're dead. What do you guys think?
I think that's absolutely correct. They need a third punch in order to win. I mean, I know
the reason
Anthony,
he's important is because he makes threes.
Yeah, I know Anthony Davis is going to be great. He's been a monster in the entire series. LeBron, hopefully that was we pick up in the fourth quarter and he's able to do that again. And you've got to have something out of D'Angelo Russell. You got to get something out of Austin Reeves because they really don't put points on the board beyond those guys. And they've got to keep pushing points down the stretch because you know Denver's coming.
Hey, Greg, what was your opinion? Did you read that story from Ramona that I sent to you?
Yeah, but the continuity?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what was your opinion of that? Her argument was this. The Nuggets have continuity. They've stuck with the same group for 5 or 6 years, and now they're reaping the benefits of that.
Sure.
The Lakers don't have patience for it, so they'll probably blow up. They'll do the Bergman plan and blow up the team again.
I think there's something different between the two teams.
Tell me what.
To build continuity with the Nuggets was when all these guys were in their mid-20s, early to mid-20s, not even 25 yet. Jamal Murray was, what, 22 when this all happened?
Right.
And Jokic was 24 or something like that, and now they're 27. They built from the ground up. This is all guys drafted and starting to play with each other. Yes, they brought in Aaron Gordon. Yes, they brought in KCP, but Michael Porter was also drafted. They built a roster of a team and then built continuity with it, so they trusted in Michael Malone to make that happen.
Ireland, here's what I want to know. So I would argue that they did show continuity from last year to this year. They went to the Western
they
Conference
brought the same
Finals,
group back, right.
Brought the same group back, brought Darvin back. Why did they think it was going to be different? Why did they think bringing the exact same guys who got swept last year for this year, there was going to be a different result.
Because that group last year didn't have very long to come together. They didn't even have a training camp. Remember, he put that team together at the All-Star, at the trading deadline. Later.
But is that not an argument against continuity? They showed continuity from last year to this year. And
they added some players, too, because Prince wasn't there.
Well,
so, Mace, here's the point Ramona made in her story.
Yeah.
That if you go back to the bubble championship,
yep,
that roster included 25-year-old Alex Caruso, 26-year-old Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 24-year-old Kyle Kuzma, and 26-year-old Anthony Davis.
Right.
Basically, exactly what you just described with the Nuggets. A core group of rotation guys all in their 20s. And the Lakers blew it all
well,
up.
Well, here's my question. Nobody wanted them to blow it up. No, after the
bubble championship. You know who did? LeBron.
LeBron wanted it blown up. Well, exactly right. But, that was a good team.
But my point is, you're about to do it again.
Yeah, but now you got no choice. That was a team that won a championship. You broke up a championship team and didn't have any continuity there. That, to me, was the crazy thing. The KCP, the trade for Russell Westbrook just set the franchise back.
So you only have continuity if you win?
Yes, you want continuity if you win.
Because Nuggets did it when they lost.
You want to bring this same group back next year to face the Nuggets again?
The Nuggets did. The Nuggets brought back a 23-win team with all these guys.
The Nuggets have more talent. The Nuggets are better. Why would you not alter your roster?
The continuity that you're talking about is, you're saying 2 years. This has started way back.
You want to bring the same group back to face Denver in the playoffs next year and think something's going to be different?
But you don't have to destroy the whole team and start from scratch like Greg said.
Well, so I'm
like, I saw a trade today.
Yeah.
That would be basically trading all of our young guys and getting Durant. Okay.
No,
so
I don't want
to. It'd be Max Christie, it'd be D'Angelo Russell, it would be Austin Reeves, it'd be the same thing we did a few years ago to get Westbrook.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
And if they do it, I mean, we'd have a ton of star power, obviously.
Yep.
Star effing driven talent.
But I would not do this deal. If that's a real thing,
arguing is that you have to let these guys grow together at some point. Now, you don't have to do it with this team. If you and Greg are down on this team and you want to blow it all up, okay.
But just don't lump me in with the blow it all up, because I want LeBron and AD here. I want them to re-sign LeBron.
You're not – okay, the problem is that if you bring back LeBron –
That's the only thing – Greg and I disagree about LeBron. Yes. I think you got to bring LeBron back.
Yeah.
Greg says cut him loose.
The only thing is if you bring back LeBron, if he does come back, he opts out and you bring him back in, then he's going to want another star. He's going to want you to trade all those guys to go get Trae Young.
Doesn't mean you have to do it.
No, listen to LeBron, let's be honest. So if that's what you want, if you want LeBron to come back next year, he's going to want you to trade everyone away to get another third star. You wanted Donovan Mitchell, you got to trade everybody away. And that's not even going to
For the right guy, I think it makes sense.
Sure, but still, to do it,
like Greg,
you
got to
trade
everyone. Greg, you would do the AD trade again, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
You know, but
without a doubt.
I mean, think about all those great players we sent down there. We sent Josh Hart. Brandon Ingram. We sent Lonzo. I mean, those are all the guys that were growing together, and they said, well, we can get Anthony Davis. We got to do it.
And they were young.
Right.
Yeah, they were all young.
So, I mean, Mason's right. It depends who the player is.
Right.
For the right guy, in the case of Anthony Davis, I think anybody does that.
Because the only assets we're really talking about are Rui, D'Angelo, and
Austin.
Yeah.
Max Christie, a lot of teams will call for.
Will they?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's only 21.
The guy I'd like to hang on to is Austin, but if you've got to move him to get somebody like Donovan Mitchell, I'd be like,
But you're trading guys away. That's the LeBron plan, Pepe.
Well, that's a conversation we're having.
Yeah, but there is a big chance also. Let's say that you get Donovan Mitchell or whomever you want, okay? Look what happened to Milwaukee.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
It doesn't guarantee you anything.
It doesn't guarantee you anything.
You said it earlier. Super teams don't necessarily work as well as they did back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when the Heatles got together, they went to the finals 4 years in a row. You look around the league now, Phoenix super team swept out in the first round. Milwaukee probably out in five.
Yep.
Lakers maybe out in five if they lose tonight. And but I get a weird feeling they're going to win tonight.
I do, too. I actually have a feeling they're going to win.
I have a feeling every time that they're going to win.
Of course but, you do. But this, you is, all... this is your you're paid to have this
no,
feeling
that
they're going to win.
That is
of course
not true.
It is. Yes, it is, Pepe.
No.
Yes,
no,
I've
no.
seen your check.
No,
you, that's no. exactly why.
you haven't seen
Lakers in three.
No. You
Lakers
brought
in
it in
three.
Here one time. I was like, oh, look at Pepe's check. He's getting paid by
Listen,
the Lakers.
2004.
I still say they're taking too many taxes out.
2004, the Lakers had a super team. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
A super team.
Super
okay.
team.
They made lost. It all the way to the finals, though, Pep.
They went to the finals, and what happened?
But I'm just saying, we would take that. If you told me right now, this team's going to make it to the finals and lose, I would go, let's
no,
go.
No. But you cannot even compare, because that team was super team. It was Malone, Peyton, Kobe, Shaq, and
right.
Derek
that
Fisher,
made,
and everybody else. Okay?
Yeah,
so what happens? They
the
lost 4-1 against Detroit
right.
with a team that... Really? Do you remember all the players from Detroit?
Well, but Pepe, well, after that, though, the bunch of super teams went on to win titles. So San Antonio with the three Hall of Famers, with Parker, Duncan, and Ginobili, won a couple of titles. Then after that, Boston with Pierce, Allen, and Garnett won. Then we won with Kobe and Powell. Then the Heatles won. So super teams in the early part of this century were the norm.
I think super teams still work, but the chance is...
not as good as it used to be.
No, the yeah. reason the Lakers lost that final was because Malone got hurt.
Yes, of
remember?
Course. Yeah. He did get
I
hurt.
I think you got to be careful when you build a super team. And, Greg, you gave the great example, Milwaukee. You know, look at that.
Sure yep. looked good. Sure
yeah,
looked good.
On paper, it looked great. Now both those guys are hurt, and they're one game away from being dead.
All right. We got Game of Games coming up next for you. Hey, if you're driving to a friend's house this past weekend, say you were, and you were injured in a car accident that wasn't your fault, you're probably wondering what you should do. Actually, if you're listening to me, you know what you should do. You should call Jacob. Him and his team will offer a free consultation, so you got nothing to lose by calling and explaining your situation. If Jacob starts working with you, you can move on with your life. Jacob and his team will find a doctor in your area that specializes in your injury. They'll also find you the body shop and the car rental place on your behalf. He and his team are ready to help you get back on your feet and get you the compensation that you deserve. So, if you were in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, Uber, Lyft, slip and fall, any other type of personal injury, only one name to remember. It is Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob, he'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and we have got a real race. Ireland's got 6, Bergman's got 4, Brian's got 4. They are the leaders in Game of Games for this month. I got a chance to be a spoiler. It is Ireland's game today. It is worth 2. What do you got, John?
All right, here we go. The NFL draft was this past weekend, and the NBA draft is coming up. So I have a game about sports drafts. It can be any sport. It's multiple choice. Here we go. Question 1. Michael Thompson was the first overall pick in the 1978 NBA draft. Who was the second pick that year? Was it A, Phil Ford, B, Michael Ray Richardson, or C, Larry Bird? Brian, Ford, Richardson, or Bird?
Richardson.
Greg?
Bird.
Mace?
Bird.
Pepe.
Ford.
It is Phil Ford, yeah. And Pepe has the lead.
Yeah, Bird came a year later or 2 years later.
No, Bird was in that draft, but they took him 6th because they thought he was going to come out early and then signed him, and they got rid of that rule. They signed, but Bird was the 6th pick in that draft.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question 2. Mike Piazza was drafted as a favor to his father, Vince, who grew up with Tommy Lasorda. In what round did the Dodgers draft Piazza in 1988? A, 32nd round, B, 62nd round, C, 92nd round. Greg, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or 90 seconds?
Oh, I know, it was late. I'm going to say 30 seconds.
Okay, Mace.
Also going to say 30 seconds.
Pepe.
30 seconds.
Brian.
I'll go 60 seconds.
You're glad you did, Brian. He was the 62nd round. He was the 1,390th pick out of 1,395 players.
Wow.
and went on to the Hall of Fame.
What do we got for a score?
Brian 1, Pepe 1, Mason and Bergman yet to scratch. All right, the last pick in the NFL draft is known as Mr. Irrelevant, a name created by the late Paul Salata to do something nice for somebody for no reason. Brock Purdy is probably the most famous Mr. Irrelevant, but he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. One Mr. Irrelevant who has won a Super Bowl is kicker Ryan Suckup, who was picked last in 2009. Which team drafted Suckup in 09 with the last pick? A, Chiefs, B, Buccaneers, C, Titans. Mace, Chiefs, Buccaneers, or Titans?
I'm going to go Buccaneers.
Pepe.
Tampa.
Brian.
I'm going to go Bucks as well.
Greg.
I think it's the Bucks. I'm going to say Titans.
Oh, Greg, you should have gone Chiefs. It was the Kansas City Chiefs. He kicked for all three of those teams, but the Chiefs are the ones who drafted him in 09. Okay, so it's still Pepe 1, Brian 1. Here we go. The Clippers have had the first overall pick many, many times over the years. Which one of these guys was not a top overall pick by the Clippers? A, Michael Olowokandi. B, Elton Brand. C, Danny Manning. Pepe, Olowokandi, Brand, or Manning?
I'm going to say Brand.
Okay, Brian.
I'm going to go with the first guy.
Olowokandi?
Yeah.
Okay, Greg.
Brand.
Mace.
I'm also on Brand.
It is Elton Brand. Brand, remember, was taken number one, but by the Bulls. He played his rookie year in Chicago, then got traded to the Clippers. Olowokandi was a terrible number one overall pick.
Terrible number one pick.
Danny Manning was good, but like most Clippers, he left. Okay. Pepe has two. Everybody else has one. Next question. Mike Trout, the best player the Angels have ever had, was drafted in 2009. He was not one of the first 10 picks in that draft. Instead, Trout was drafted when? A, with the 15th pick. B, with the 20th pick. C, with the 25th pick. Brian, 15, 20, or 25?
Let's go 25.
Greg.
Yeah, I'm going 25.
Mace.
I'm going 20.
Pepe.
25.
25 is the correct answer. Can you believe that? 24 guys
went
before Mike Trout. All right, Pepe 3, Brian 2, Greg 2.
All those playoff
Mace
wins.
Mace 1. Mm. Let me see how many we got left here. 1,
am I out
2,
yet?
3, 4. No, we have plenty left. Okay. Nikola Jokic was the 41st pick in the 2014 NBA draft. One of his current teammates was taken in the top five of that same draft. Was it A, Jamal Murray, B, Aaron Gordon, or C, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope? Greg, Murray, Gordon, or KCP?
Murray.
Okay, Mace. Murray, Gordon, or KCP?
Gordon.
Pepe.
KCP.
Brian.
I'm going to go Murray.
Steve Mason for the win. Aaron Gordon was taken fourth by the Orlando Magic. Wow. In that draft. Okay, so Pepe 3, everybody else 2.
Back in it. Here we go.
Which one of these famous Chargers was never drafted? He signed as an undrafted free agent. Was it A, Antonio Gates, B, Stan Humphries, or C, Sean Merriman? Mace, Gates, Humphries, or Merriman?
Humphries.
Pepe.
Humphries.
Brian.
I'm going to go Humphries as well.
Greg.
How far am I back?
One.
With the last one?
No, two more.
I'm going to go Merriman.
Oh, Greg, you did it again.
Oh,
it was Antonio Gates. You guys don't remember this? He was a basketball player at Kent State. Never played college football.
I knew it.
They took a flyer on him because he was tall and had good hands.
Seems to have worked out.
And converted him. Yeah, Humphries and Merriman were both drafted.
Okay. Brian was supposed to know this.
Yeah, I was supposed to know that one.
Yeah. All right.
Let y'all down.
Two more and then a tiebreaker if we need it. Pepe 3, everybody else 2.
Does Pepe have to go first?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Which one of these Hall of Fame players was taken the highest in their respective drafts? Pepe, A, Michael Jordan. B, Wayne Gretzky. C, Lawrence Taylor. Jordan, Gretzky, or Taylor?
Taylor.
Brian.
Gretzky.
Greg.
Taylor.
Mace.
Gretzky.
The answer is Lawrence Taylor. Believe it or not, Michael Jordan was taken third, Wayne Gretzky third, Lawrence Taylor second.
By the way, Pepe is doing something like waving, but it's more like the Dodgers.
It's the Dodgers.
It's the Freddie Freeman dance.
Right. Well, Pepe,
it is the Dodgers.
The good news is you've eliminated both Brian and Mace.
I'm still alive. I'm still
Greg
alive.
Has three. Pepe has four. Okay, Pep. Last one. The Lakers have had the top overall pick in the NBA draft three times. Which one of these guys was not a top overall pick of the Lakers? A, Jerry West. B, Magic Johnson. C, James Worthy. Pepe, West, Magic, or Worthy?
I'm going to say West.
Greg?
Worthy.
The answer is Jerry West. And yeah, Pepe Montilla has done it.
He's doing the full-on Freddie Freeman.
Way to
Pepe
go,
three.
Pepe. Yeah, Jerry West was taken second, and Magic Johnson and James Worthy were both taken first.
I couldn't go. I had to go different.
Yeah, right. You had to go different.
All right, exactly. We'll do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Cool.
This year's NFL draft was held in Detroit. Since the NFL draft as we know it started in 1965, how many different cities have hosted the draft? Closest, and you can go over. Pepe, how many cities since 1965 have hosted the NFL draft?
11.
Mace.
14.
Greg.
13.
Brian.
10.
The winner is Brian Cohen. The answer is 9.
Nice.
From 1965 to 2014, it was held every year in New York.
Right, and then they started moving it around.
Right. 2015 and 16, Chicago. 2017, Philly. 2018, Dallas. 2019, Nashville. 2020 was the virtual draft where everybody had COVID. 21, Cleveland, 22, Vegas, 23, KC, and this year, Detroit. 9 total. Pepe Montilla is your winner.
Way
and
to
tomorrow
go, Pepe.
Is for all the marbles, Greg. I've got at least a piece of it, but you or Brian can get half if you beat me.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. By the way, Game of Games brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. If you're involved in any kind of accident, remember, call Jacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. By the way, it is a Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday. Tonight, it's a Michelob Ultra Watch Party in the city of Downey. Join ESPN LA Street Team starting at 6 o'clock at Ojos Locos in Downey to root on the purple and gold for Game 5 tonight. Ojos Locos, 8350 Firestone Boulevard in Downey. You can win ESPN LA swag and your chance to take home an Austin Reeves signed basketball. See you tonight. Thanks to Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories, only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's do some super crosstalk. Woo, 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 woo. La, 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 la. There we go. Let's everybody get into
focus
because Pepe's here too. It is Shidano, Cappy. What's going on, guys?
Hey. Yo. Did Johnny I take off?
No, I'm here.
No, he's here.
So, John, you said on Friday that you were packed and you were going to go to the arena on Saturday, and you were going to be packed and ready to go to Denver. So that's the deal.
I'm here. I'm in Denver.
I'm super impressed. I mean, you said it.
By the way, Cap, I'll say this, too. I don't know if you agree with me. I think the Lakers might win tonight. I got a weird feeling they're going to win tonight. Now, I'm not going to go on the limb and say they're going to win the series, but I especially Jamal Murray, a little gimpy. I think LeBron's got one more last stand in him. I know the Nuggets are favored, but I think the Lakers win tonight. What do you guys think?
I think they cover the 7.
Yeah, I have Lakers plus. I actually got Lakers plus 6.5 on cut.
Mm-hmm. I think the Lakers get 7. They're going to win tonight.
I think so, too.
You always say they're going to win, all of
Pepe.
You.
By the way, what do you want me to say?
They're going to lose?
I mean, you could be honest.
I'm honest. I'm telling you.
I really do believe that Pepe believes that they're going to win. I really do believe that Ireland believes they're going to win.
I did not say before Saturday that they were going to win.
I think that they're going to cover the spread.
That is true. To John's point, he did say he was packing just in case, but he never actually said they were going to win.
John, are you packed up and ready to go to Los Angeles?
I'm leaving win or lose after this game, so you'll see me in studio tomorrow no matter what happens.
I really believe that the monster, I can see the monster in the photo.
The Loch Ness. You can see it.
You're happy with that?
Yeah, I am happy with that. Did you guys see the picture of the Loch Ness monster?
No, show it to me. 100% the actual monster. I tweeted. There's no way, Cap, that this is a dog swimming in the river or anything like that. It's the monster.
Yeah. You monster.
Exactly.
You can see it clearly. He's winking.
He's winking. Yes, he's winking.
Focus.
Exactly. We got to get down to it. Now, Cappy, you spent a lot of time around the NFL. What did you think of the Rams draft? You happy with it? I personally am thrilled as a Rams fan.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, me too. I thought the Rams had a great draft, mostly because I said going into the draft they needed to focus. You hear that,
focus.
Pepe?
Focus.
They needed to focus on defense.
Yes.
I don't understand you.
By the way, you know, Cappy, what's funny?
What?
Is that everybody right before the, and this includes like all of Twitter and Travis Rogers and a bunch of, they're like, oh, I think they're going offense. I think they're going off. Somebody put that smoke out there, even though they were going defense all along, I think.
Well, and I think also on draft day, there was talk about them trying to move up. And if they were trying to move up, what were they trying to move up for? But all in all, and George, I know you and I will get into it a lot later. I thought that the draft was great in terms of you got two defensive edge rushes.
Yep.
You got two defensive linemen, and probably my favorite pick of the entire Rams
I know what
draft,
you're going to say. Do it.
Blake Corum.
Oh, Blake Corum's going to be a fantastic player for them.
And especially now, with McVay.
Yeah.
Now, McVay's going to know exactly what to do with that dude.
Why do you suppose they drafted him?
Because they need somebody as a backup for and to take some of the load off Kyron Williams.
And he's a different kind of back. Like, he's not the same kind of back Kyron Williams is.
Okay, I just would just argue one other point,
mm-hmm.
that if you were to also look across town and you were to look at the Chargers draft,
mm-hmm.
In the third round, I'm trying to remember what number pick it was, they drafted a linebacker.
From Michigan.
Junior Colson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the talk going into the draft was that Harbaugh was going to be reunited with his favorite player, Blake Corum. And I'm of the opinion that McVay and Snead were like, hey, you know what? They just drafted that linebacker from Michigan. They must think Corum's not – they must think he'll be available later on. Screw that. We could use this kid, and we could take him because everybody thought he was going to Harbaugh. I love the pick. Now, I'm not sure I'm 100% right, but in my mind, I am 100% right. They took him because they knew Harbaugh wanted him.
And by the way, and this is just as a fan. Last year was so miserable at the kicker position. We went through a bunch of different guys. Brent Maher, every time he lined
right,
up
a
kick.
Right, so they took the kicker in the sixth round, right?
The kicker from Stanford, yeah. Joshua Carty, who apparently did not miss an extra point this last year. So,
well,
reliable.
Yeah, but there's also a difference between a college PAT and an NFL. But that's neither here nor there. I love that kid.
Well, I have a high take.
Have you scouted that kid, Cappy?
I always scout the kickers. I can't help myself. I have to scout the kickers. I love that kid.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be, you know, he could be, just based on what he did in college and based on, Mace, you're going to love this, form. Mace.
Yeah, good form.
Guy gets his hips through the ball. Guy keeps his head down.
Yep.
Guy has his right foot in a plantar flexion motion. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I scouted the young man.
Yeah.
This guy could be a 10, 12 year guy.
You know what I know? I noticed that plantar flexion.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Yeah.
You can't help it. You have to.
I thought you were going to say plantar fascia. I too get my hips through the ball. So
yes,
I
you
feel
do.
A little connected.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So we have a lot of.
By the way, here's a hot take.
Yep.
Six round pick Jordan Whittington becomes the next Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. I only say that because they clearly draft wide receivers late in the draft, and
they
all end up being good.
Yeah, what's interesting is they've got DeMarcus Robinson and they've got Tutu Atwell, who were both pretty good last year at 3 and 4. Another wide receiver, another toy to play with for McVay. I'm sure they know what they're doing.
Cappy and I got to talk to Jared Verse down in Hermosa.
Oh, did you? How'd that go?
He was very – he's a great – listen, that kid – is he's got a career in broadcasting after he's done being a menace
already
on the field.
Huh?
Well, I mean, I got to meet him. I did a couple of his games at Florida State last year. So I got to meet him last year. So I was very aware of his big personality. And Cappy, tell him the story when he took over for Sam Lagana there at in Hermosa.
Oh my God, you guys would have laughed. This was so great. So everybody inside the bar at Hennessy's is like, oh, okay, hey, Jared Verse is coming in. Everybody come on in. So they walk the kid in, and the bar is just jam-packed, okay? Mm-hmm. And you got to also remember that it was Friday afternoon. There was a massive windstorm, and the wind was howling, and the sand was flying. So everybody went inside the bar. So Sam Lagana, the voice of SoFi Stadium, is saying, hey, you know, here we say Rams house, you know, and
whose
you know,
house?
Whose house? House? We say Rams house. Right. And so he goes, here, take the microphone and do it. And the kid goes, oh, no, man, if it's going to be real, I don't need no microphone. And Verse steps back, puts his hands out over his mouth like a megaphone, and goes, whose house? And the whole place goes, Rams house. And did it three times. And, dude, the place went nuts.
Yeah,
it was
crazy.
Really cool, man. It was fun to watch.
I think the best thing that the Rams did, and I told this to Mace, was to put a team that is going to be great on defense. And I'm telling you this, the Rams are going to go to the Super Bowl based on that.
Because
defenses are the ones that win games.
Yep. There's Pepe going to the Super Bowl.
Well,
okay. Where's the Super Bowl?
I'm with Pepe.
Okay.
Where is the Super Bowl? Where are we going this? Where are the Rams going to go? New Orleans?
Yep.
Well,
I haven't been to New Orleans in a long time.
I can say that. Are you going to pop my balloon again?
Going to what? Well, I mean, that's a pretty bold prediction.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not going to pop your balloon.
Okay. Don't pop it.
I'm not a balloon pop. Pepe walks around here with balloons, says don't pop them. We don't want to pop Pepe's balloon.
I mean, Pepe has balloons. He brings a llama every once in a while.
Hey, is Berkman still there?
Yeah.
Is I don't go gonna... anywhere. Yeah.
Okay,
what's up?
Greg.
Yep.
If LeBron leads the Lakers back.
Oh, here we go.
Like, three.
Yes, Berkman.
Will you then welcome him back to the team? Or will
oh, right, because Berkman
want
wants
gone?
Him out.
Berkman wants him gone.
I don't want to re-sign him if he opts out.
Even if he leads them back to beat the defending champs when he was down 0-3.
But that's a weird stance because a lot of guys opt out to just do a new deal.
Exactly, to get a new deal.
The whole thing is he wants to opt out and not sign him.
He's going
to
want a big old deal.
His bluff. He wants, if LeBron opts out, Greg says, see ya.
Bye. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service. It's time to move on.
Idiotic position.
It's not an idiotic position.
That's a rough position right there.
I didn't say it.
And hold on. How do you plan on replacing him?
You have to just build from within. You have draft picks now.
Let me tell you something.
Build from within. They don't have great.
They're
going
to have to rebuild no matter what, George.
New Orleans could take their pick this year. They might not even have a first round pick.
Right. New Orleans could take their pick. And then even if LeBron is gone.
They can swap this year, right?
No, they have either this year or next year.
It's up to New Orleans to take it this year or next year.
Okay. But they have three first round picks they can move.
You're still really over the cap, so it's like, what are you going to replace him with?
You're not going to get much, but no matter what, you're going to have to rebuild once LeBron leaves, and that's either going to be now or in 3 years.
So you win now.
Yeah, I'd rather do it now when you're in the middle of
premise.
Right now when you're in that Denver window where they're going to go deep.
Right,
every
but that's silly because you never know who's coming after. Like, no one thought the Warriors were going to be the Warriors. You know what I mean?
Well, they're also much, much younger, George.
Like, right, but so's OKC.
So, they're going to be good. So all these teams that you're talking about are going to be built together with the continuity.
Right, so why wouldn't you want guys that are really good to try to compete against them?
A 40-year-old LeBron that gets tired in the third quarter consistently.
I saw him score, 14 of his 30 in the fourth
quarter. Pretty good in the last game.
In the last game, yes, he looked good in the last game. But in the play-in game against New Orleans, he did not look good. So, in the game after that, he did not look good. Game one and game two, he did not look good.
Right, but you know what also did not look good in those games? The role players. So when the role players aren't playing well, it means the defense can key in on LeBron and AD more, which is why their fourth quarter production
has been down. Greg, do you agree with this statement? LeBron is not the reason they're down
3-1. No, I'm not saying it's LeBron's fault. None of this is about any one player's fault in all of this, but I'm just done with this experiment because what comes with it.
So wait,
you
so this is what you want.
This is
what you
not
want
an
next
experiment.
Year.
I mean, come
it,
on.
It is. It's 6 years. After at some point, it's an experiment.
This is what you want next year because my guess is Anthony Davis will also not be part
of the picture. Yeah, Anthony Davis will say, I want out of here too.
That's not a part of it. I would love Anthony Davis to be back. If he says I want out, you have to trade him.
Then you're for real full rebuild.
You have to at some point.
So your best players are going to be Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura next year?
That's not what I want. That's not what I prefer.
No, but that's what you're asking for.
I would like to keep Anthony Davis in here and bring
that's
in
not
right, but he's not going to stay.
Okay. That's not what
if LeBron doesn't sign
say
Anthony
not
Davis
going to play,
say
that's
I went
fine.
Out of here.
That's fine. If he's going to go, then you're going to trade him.
How do we know that as a fact? By
right.
The way?
That's what
no,
I'm saying.
No, listen.
Yeah,
seems likely with Rich Paul as his agent.
Just trust me on this one.
Sedano said it on Friday. Clearly, you said that if LeBron leaves, Anthony Davis is going to ask for a trade.
Yep. Now, it doesn't mean he gets it, but he's going to ask for one.
He's going to ask for it. Okay, then if he doesn't get it, either way. But if you do trade him, you can actually get assets for
right, but not
Anthony
not
Davis.
Guys that like you can play right away that are going to be like super impactful.
But yeah,
like,
you're going to get draft picks and you're going to get other things around him that you can then build up and start anew. Because this, as so much as that sounds terrible, as much
why
as
do you want
it's
to make
going to
Ireland,
happen.
Why do you want to make Ireland Michael and Pepe's experience at work
why
much
do,
more
why
different?
Do no matter you want what, our whole radio station?
No matter
they
what,
already
what
got a deal. They already got
it's going to be tough for a little while, but everyone's going to be at crypto no matter what.
Yeah,
no, you're wrong. That's
oh, but see that? No, no, no.
Pepe is different from being relevant.
People
being
go to Laker games no matter what.
Right, they go,
right, but that's
sell
the wrong.
Out.
That's the wrong attitude to have. If you're ownership and you take for granted that people are going to be there, eventually they're going to be like, "Why are we coming then?"
Right, and sellouts, big deal. Clippers have like 196 sellouts in a row or something. It's
by the way,
the
Greg,
Lakers
there's a saying. There's a saying in El Segundo in the Laker offices: the business follows the basketball. So if the basketball stinks and they're a 20-win team, they're not going to sell out every game. So
eventually, right?
If this was a player like Kobe, I'm not trying to invoke Kobe, but if there's a player like Kobe, the city would be very up in arms and upset. But the fact of the matter is, most of the city of Los Angeles does not want LeBron here anymore.
I don't agree with that. That is a fact. Do you think most of LA wants LeBron gone?
Wait,
that is not true.
I think it's very much split down the middle.
Hold on. I love how you're. How you're invoking a fact just because you're saying it's a fact? Like,
yeah.
What does that
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Did you do like that's a Harris poll on this? Or
like,
what?
51% of Angelinos.
I went
now,
person by person.
We
I went door
like
to
CNN
door.
CNN fact trek, checker thing that they use when Trump talks.
I went door
no, wait,
to
what's
door.
The guy, what's the guy from NBC that does the polling? What's
Kornacki.
That guy's name?
Yeah, Steve Kornacki. He's got his
Greg Kornacki.
On.
Yeah.
Kornacki, Bergman, same guy.
Same guy.
Same guy.
You're going to regret this.
So, Greg, you want the team to become the
Anthony
Peeler of the back year.
Forget about that. Don't go back that far. Go back to D'Angelo Russell the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick Young.
You know what that did? It got you the trade for AD.
After say, six if we go years, to the Bergman plan, let's bring Robert Sacre back. And Chris Kaman, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I would go through it. To have just a fresh start. Because
man,
we're not going to win another championship.
Oh boy.
Or do you really think
you
they're going to win another championship?
You forget how
bad it is. Miserable you were. Yeah, you do.
You think they're going to win a championship with LeBron again?
Yeah, this
I mean, I think they can compete
this
for
one,
a championship
here, here's
with the
what
right
I will tell
supporting
you.
Cast.
And yeah. Listen, I am surely not the person they love over there in El Segundo. Okay? But they have three draft picks they can trade this offseason, which can allow them, in theory, to trade for a player that can be the second or third best player on this team next season, depending on the situation, and be the bridge player post LeBron James. Ugh. So they will have the assets to make one last run with these two guys if they want to.
In the three-star system. So you want them to go get a third star.
Well, but they already can go over the cap for the guys they have signed long term, which are Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, Gabe Vincent, Jared Vanderbilt, all these guys are signed for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to trade most of those guys with the draft picks to,
why?
To bring somebody in.
They're no,
not
you're
gonna,
not.
You're not going to get like Trey Young, Donovan Mitchell, whoever you're thinking of.
No, you're not. No, that's not true. You're not going to have to give up all of them. You give up maybe
some.
You have to, okay.
Well, some, but, yes. You will have to give up some, Greg. That
right. You're not going to give up any.
But you don't have to give up everybody.
Right. You don't have to give up everyone. You can give up. You're probably giving up two or three players max, depending on who the. And by the way, one of those players is probably a kid. The kid who's never even played a, you know, but 10 minutes this season in Hood Shafino.
Yeah, Bergman, you're looking at this thing saying the Lakers are a teardown.
No, not full teardown. I mean, but that's but no. You guys are telling me that's what it have to.
If LeBron goes, it will be a teardown.
See, the biggest thing for me is that if you're going to bring back LeBron, you're going to bring him back on probably a 3-year, $180 million deal. That's
hey, Greg,
what's
how about
been
this?
Said.
1-1 for a deal for LeBron. One year, and then a player option for a second year.
Okay.
Would you live with that?
I could probably live with that, but the fact of the matter, that's then just opt in and just go one more year.
Why opt in when he can make more money?
He can make so much more money, Greg. He's not going to opt in at a lower price. He's going to take the money that's available to him. He's earned it.
Would you opt in at a lower price if we told you to?
Greg, don't you think that people that come from all over the world to the crypto arena, they come to see the Lakers and they come to see LeBron?
That's some of it. Yes, they no, do come. Some of them. But they come. They come to see the Lakers. And they come to see LeBron. This place will pack every single night, no matter what.
That is correct.
That's not true.
That is a terrible team.
By the way, Ireland, don't you think with a bad team they sell out? I still think Lakers sell out.
They sell out some games, but not all of them.
John's point, you don't want to take the fan base ever for granted. You don't want them feeling that way.
Never.
Dr. Buss knew, thank God, and I think Jeannie subscribes to the same thing, that people want to see stars. If you put a team on the court, even if they win, but they don't have any stars, you're not going to be able to maximize or monetize your brand. The Lakers need stars. LeBron's a huge star. To let him walk away, like Greg has suggested, would be a fatal mistake.
Yeah. Okay, I just have one question, though, on Greg's side of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But let's just say LeBron plays two more years.
Yep.
And let's say LeBron retires.
Okay.
When he retires, he's walking away and you're not getting anything, are you?
Probably not.
No, okay, probably not. So
I'm just going to go back to one thing that Charles Barkley said last night in the postgame show. This was after the Minnesota-Phoenix game. He said, you know, the thing about these playoffs is how all the young stars are shining. And he brought up, you know, names
like
SGA.
Yeah, look who's out, Cap. Steph out. Durant out, Booker out. If LeBron loses tonight, LeBron AD out.
But you're talking about the young guys who are in.
That was his point. He was like, guys like SGA, Anthony Edwards, Luka. He goes, these guys that are playing right now, they're the future of the league. So I think to what Bergman is saying is like, look, at some point you're going to have to go find that next 21-year-old up-and-coming star. I mean, Anthony Edwards is 20 freaking 2.
Right, but Cappy, how? Are you going to find that guy without a top draft pick?
Right, right. It's very hard to do it without a draft pick.
To find a 21-year-old stud or a 20-year-old stud is really hard picking at number 18 or 19.
I guess what you guys are saying is then, and just because I'm kind of listening to both sides of this, is that it's better to have LeBron at 40 and be realistic that you're probably not going to win, but you do have a superstar, and that's what people come to see.
Well, no, but you have at least a puncher's chance if you're going to end up with a third star. And a good chunk of your core back.
Yeah, I mean, in the plan that most of us are going with, bringing LeBron back, that team can compete next year.
And by the way, Cappy, the Oklahoma City Thunder the first time around, everyone thought they were going to be in the finals for a decade, and they went once and lost.
Fair point. I just would say this. It's at some point, Bergman's right. You will have to rebuild. There will be life without LeBron at some point.
I don't think anybody can deny that. Of course. LeBron will not be here in lifetime.
But it doesn't have to be right away, like Bergman says.
The Warriors were the only like youngish team to win like multiple championships in a while. You know what I'm saying? Like for the most part, it's pretty like most of these teams have veteran guys on them.
All right, so thank you very much to Pepe for coming by. Great to see you, man.
Nice to see you.
Have a good call of the game tonight.
Thank God Greg's not running the Lakers.
Yeah, I know. He's just flushing next season down the toilet.
Cappy's with me.
Yeah. Well, the other part of it is Mason actually brought up the really interesting point about Bergie. I mean, Bergie, you clearly don't care about the radio station, I guess. Is that what he's saying?
Why is that saying?
You want a really bad team on the radio for the next 5 years?
People are going to listen anyway. They're the Lakers.
also, something we should all watch out for. When we get to a certain age, Bergman's shipping us out like he wants about LeBron.
He gets tired during the last hour of the show. Let's get rid of him.
When you hit 40, Sedano, you're out of here.
Yeah.
On radio, that's 60. Already.
It's Mason's age, 59 season. I think it's time to move on.
You've heard Morales in the past.
Yeah, I know. I definitely have. All right. See you tomorrow. Sedano and Cappy are now.